You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Health and wellness.
All right, let's get into our health and wellness feature now. And I want us to talk about the importance of skincare. Taking good care of your skin is important for not just your appearance, but your skin is actually essential to your general health. If you take care of it, it will take care of you. So let's talk about how we keep our skin healthy and what's the best skincare routine. What's yours? Do you want to share that with us on 011-883-0702? Maybe you want to send a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. What's your best skincare routine and how do you keep your skin healthy? We've got Dr. Jackie Thobane, who's a dermatologist, who's joining us for this conversation. Dr. Thobane, thank you for making time. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Good morning.
So, let's start there with what is the best skincare routine. What should we be doing to make sure that we keep our skin healthy?
Okay. Thanks for inviting me. And thanks to the listeners, and maybe on a just to say condolences to the family of the Mama Tshidi and Papa Don Matera. May their souls rest in peace. Yes, our topic for today is on skin. Before we go on to the routine, just as an introduction, one may just indicate that the skin is the largest organ of the body, with a total area of approximately 20 square feet. In context, this will be a covering of a twin size bed top. That's an idea of what the 20 square feet entails. And it is made up of water, which is about 75% protein, fats, 3%, and minerals. Mm-hmm. The main that will be your minerals, nucleic acids, proteoglycans, and chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Skin forms a barrier that protects us from microbes and elements, heat and light. It helps regulate the body temperature, and nerves in the skin permit the sensation of touch, heat, and cold that we need so dearly. It is soft and allow movement, but at the same time, tough to resist breaking or tearing. Among other functions of skin, it's important for absorption, excretion, and secretion. And in our modern day era, it gives us our identity and sense of well-being and confidence. Like it is said that the eye is the window to the soul, I think the skin is the screen to our body universe.
Mm-hmm.
And it houses or home a few other important bits of human machinery, that includes the hair, nails, and sweat glands.
Mm-hmm.
And without going into the details of physiology and anatomy, our time obviously won't permit this. You know, it is basically made up of three layers, you know, the epidermis, the dermis, and the hypodermis. The epidermis being our first line of defense. And of importance also, as we'll be talking about the importance of skincare, one may just mention that our skin sheds about 500 million cells daily. And on an approximately 4-weekly cycle, the epidermis will make new cells that will ascend into the to replace the dead cells which have been shed. And the important cells in the skin are our keratinocytes. Yes, you can see that the skin plays an important part of our body. It makes up the largest organ. So we need to take good care of our skin.
Mm.
And if we do it early enough in our lives, we will be rewarded.
Absolutely.
As we grow and age.
Yeah, and after the break, I want us to talk about how we can then take that good care of our skin. What are the best skincare routines? I'm going to take your calls as well. 011-883-0702. Dr. Jackie Thobane has laid down the foundation of why it's important to take good care of your skin. It's the largest organ that we have. How are you taking care of your skin? And if you've got some questions around skin conditions maybe that you have and you want to ask Dr. Thobane about it, we'll get to your calls and WhatsApp voice notes after this. It's 18 before 12.
702. Health and wellness.
Going up to 15 minutes before 12 o'clock, Dr. Jackie Thobane is a dermatologist who is guiding us through this conversation. And we are talking about the importance of good skincare routine. What's your skincare routine? I've got your voice notes coming through. I'll get to them shortly. And I want to know, how are you keeping your skin healthy? Dr. Thobane, there are some people who often say, ah, as long as I wash my face twice a day, that is sufficient to keep it healthy and to keep that skin good. What do you suggest? Should you wash your face daily? And also, is it with cold water, with warm water? What's the best skincare routine?
Okay, the basic accepted skin routine. I think all of us need to assume a skin routine. Obviously, others, because of their skin condition,
yes,
medically, or they haven't been diagnosed with particular skin conditions, they will have to strictly adhere to that. But remember, our skin is exposed to, for example, the sun. So the sun is the number one cause of quite a lot of skin conditions. The sun is a common denominator in almost all the skin conditions that we're having. And so whether one has a skin condition or not, we are all exposed to the sun.
Okay. Let's take... Sorry. Continue that, Dr. Thobane.
Yes. Which means sun protection is very key. And then linked to that also, our environment differs. We are now in winter, so the air is a bit, depending on the type of season that you are in, you know, the seasons which meet and other areas as well. And then our skin needs to be constantly moisturized. Like we said, as I mentioned, the various functions of the skin, among others, is sweating, and so we tend to lose some water through our skin as we perspire. So our skin needs to be constantly hydrated. And then obviously there are pollutants in the environment that are also subjecting our skin to. So usually your question was how many times do we need to wash our skin? Yes. Let's start with the normal routine that we suggest. You ask about what type or kind of water.
Yeah.
The best water to use is a lukewarm water. We should at all costs try to avoid using very hot water. So lukewarm water is safe. And obviously, when we wash, we can compartmentalize our skin. Obviously, the face plays an important part of our body routine. So with that being said, it is good to use a cleanser. Cleanser is an important part of a component of good, effective skin routine, a cleanser. With a cleanser, you simply wash your face gently, and then the choice of the cleanser will be designed because people have different types of skin. There are people who are having dry skin, other people are having oily skin. So the important here is one needs to go and consult their skincare doctor or dermatologist. An assessment of their skin will be made and the right product range will be suggested.
Ah, great. Let me take some voice notes coming through on 0727021702. If you've got a question also, you can call on 011-883-0702. Maybe you just want to give us your tips on how you are keeping your skin healthy. Let's start with the voice notes that have come through.
Hi, Clement. Can you please ask Dr. Thobane what can I buy for my 12-year-old daughter who is starting to get pimples? We've tried oatmeal products and Yardley oatmeal products, and they are not helping. So for now, since she's 12, I don't want to buy anything that's going to be very harsh to her skin. So can the doctor please advise on what to buy for her?
Oh, great. Thank you so much for for that question. Dr. Thobani, the question about a 12-year-old who's starting to have pimples, and she's asking what is it, what any products you can recommend?
Okay, I think firstly, the temptation with all of us is to not everybody obviously, but a great part of people, once they have some condition, the temptation is for one to go to buy, for instance, she has mentioned oatmeal, or to buy some over the counter medication to self-treat. The answer and my advice for her is to go and see a dermatologist. Remember, acne is one of those interesting conditions that cut across all ages, you know, from neonate to adulthood. So 12 year is an age where acne is also prevalent. The importance of them taking their child to the dermatologist, treatment is normally tailored according to the presentation. Mm. The treatment of acne usually is graded, you know, from grade 1 to grade 4, or you know, from mild, moderate, severe, and then the doctor will assess, and then based on the grading or classification of the acne, the appropriate treatment will be provided.
Mm.
So it is very important to do that. And also there are a number of underlying causes for acne. So that has to be taken into account. And obviously the most important thing with every field of medicine, to take the proper history, and then they'll be taken through the appropriate remedy and treatment. So the important thing is for them to go and consult, and then their acne will be graded, and then treatment will be tailored to the particular diagnosis that has been made. And also remember, acne is, it takes a while to be treated. So patience is another important factor that needs to be factored in.
Mm-hmm. Let's take another voice note.
Oh, good morning, Clement. It's Eva from Hammanskraal. I wanted to ask your guest today. I used to have a very bad acne, so I took Oritane. So I wanted to ask that can it come back? Because it has been now 7 months since I used it, stopped taking it, and the acne, it's not there anymore. So I wanted to ask if it can come back.
Okay. Can it come back, Dr. Thobani?
Yes, also the important thing, I'm not sure if they did consult, because I assume that hers was grade 3, that severe type that needed or necessitated her to be put on Oratane. And the use of Oratane, I mean, there are some protocols that one follows. For instance, there are some blasts that need to be taken to check the liver status, the lipid profile, and it has to be monitored by a dermatologist. And also, the other important thing with acne, the recommendation is not for monotherapy. You know, a combined type of treatment is recommended. You know, and so that's very, very important. And there are some other important factors, for instance, smoking, stress, and other comorbidities that needs to be factored into. The answer is yes, it can come back, because the depending on what the cause is, with females, there may be underlying conditions, you know, hormonally. There are some other endocrine conditions like your polycystic ovarian syndrome, that needs to be ascertained. So it's very important for them to be under a specialist monitoring.
Okay.
So that when it recurs, we need to know what the underlying cause might be. But the answer is yes, it can.
Okay. Here's another question. Clyde Clement and Dr. Tobani. Can you please ask the doctor on how can I get rid of dark spots on the back of my body?
Dark spots on the back of the body.
Mm-hmm.
I think it becomes a bit difficult to, because dark spots can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And with us, the distribution goes a long way. And also, to look at those dark spots, there are many diagnoses that can be done based on the dark spots, starting from birthmark and many other conditions that can be there. And so the important thing is to know how did it start, are there other comorbidities. So the important thing is for that spot to be seen, and then depending on what it is, there are some various investigations that may be done. A dermoscopy can be done to see what the cause is. If need be, a biopsy can be done to ascertain and to confirm what the dermatologist would think that is. So it becomes difficult to give a blanket answer because dark spots can be anything. So also, the important thing is for them to go and see a dermatologist, and then they will look into that spot, and then proper assessment, investigations, if need be, can be done, and then the appropriate treatment can be provided.
All right. Let's take another voice note.
Hi, Clement. Just a quick one, man. I did consult with virus doctors. They said that I've got a fungus infection with my skin. I've tried everything, man. They've given me some prescription, but it's not helping me in any way. Can you just kindly ask the doctor for me, what's the next step? Because this thing, it's very itchy, and it's getting worse and worse. Thanks, Clement.
Thank you. Dr. Tobani?
Also, it is a bit difficult because we don't know where the fungus is. But anyway, fungal infections are one of those common conditions.
Mm.
Also, depending on where the fungus are, it can be on the scalp, it can be on the body, it can be on the hands, it can be in the groin, it can be in the digits of the feet. So that also, depending on where the fungus is, that will help and give a clue of what that is. But fungal infections are very common. You know, there's some there are various fungus that cause various skin conditions. I think the important thing is for them to go to a dermatologist. Most of that they have been to various doctors, and then also there are various, a test can be done, a skin scraping to send to the lab to do some cytology and some fungal culture to ascertain what the actual organisms are, and then treatment can be done. Also, depending on what it is, treatment can either be topical or both topical and systemic, and obviously some other underlying disease conditions need to be excluded.
Wonderful.
What the cause of that is.
Dr. Jackie Tobani, thank you so much for making time. I really appreciate it.